Hello, it's the post-match show after Liverpool drew 1-1 away at Manchester City. I'm joined by Phil Blunder, by Dan Austin and by Neil Dockin. And Neil, would you call it a good point?
Without a doubt, 100% it's a good point. I mean, we've not won there since 2015. Last time we even got a point there was, 2017. It's somewhere where we've seen two league titles effectively go down the drain pipe. You know, 13, 14, we have the Sterling offside. 17, 18, 19 even. We have, you know, the awful debacle, the red card for Company that never was. You know, we've lost there. It's cost us titles effectively, narrow margins. We've gone there today. We've got a point. They're not going to defeat us based on, you know, beating us here today. They're not going to win the league based on beating us today because they haven't. We're in a prime position. I think pretty much our title is guaranteed.
Dan Austin, I loved how that escalated the longer Neil Dockin spoke.
He was really reasonable for a while, and then he just said a dead man thing at the end.
You know, it was like I was going to say, it was like the way I started calling the most electrifying man in sports entertainment before we started, and then he remembered as he got to the end of his sentence that he had to be the most electrifying man in sports entertainment and shit himself.
I do totally agree with him though, because that's points in Liverpool's hand today.
Yes.
That in previous seasons they haven't. I say points, I mean point. But it's Liverpool up and Man City down on the previous year, when Liverpool have won the league title anyway. And I think what we've seen so far across the course of the season, when Liverpool have played West Ham and Man City have played West Ham, is that it's City with the ground to make up. So if City can go and play, so if Liverpool can go to City and play the hardest game of the season and come away all evens, you've gained no ground on us, then that's absolutely fine. And I think it will end up being a big part of the reason why Liverpool end up with a second title in a row.
Yeah, we're playing the second best team in the country, Phil. The second best team, as the table said last time. And you probably think, in the end, the team who are going to come second this year as well. Although, you know, hey, you know, they might struggle for top four, but... You know, it is a good point, isn't it? And we need to remember what good points look like. The fact that the last 2 years have been so mad, it feels like you need to win every week. But